Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube as we are every day.
What's up, boys? This is what I got to say today.
We'll Sprague the line coming up at 8:30. Get your fake sponsors in to the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326.
Hey, Daddy Dirt.
Hee-hee,
Maddie Dunn. Hee-hee. Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I want to start with throwing some games at you. And let's see how poorly... It is Christmas time. That it is. Put the decorations out today, folks. Let's see how poorly these age on Monday.
All right.
I'm just going to ask you, throw a game at you. Get a quick anything there, nothing there, something there.
Yeah.
And see how we feel, and then we'll correct ourselves Monday when we look like idiots. Duke on the road at Miami, 9 a.m. tomorrow on ABC. Something there?
Not in my house.
Not in my house. You don't believe in the Manny Diaz revenge game?
Look, Miami's defense maybe lends itself to allowing Duke to hang in this game. The spread is 20 for
it
a reason.
It is 20. Yes, it is.
I have a hard time seeing Duke slow down what their offense has been.
Okay. Florida, Georgia, world's largest cocktail party. That was close. Cocktail party. That's what they do in Jacksonville.
Don't you hate when you like know how to say something,
saying
but you don't say it?
And it sounds like a word I'm not supposed to say.
Well, you kind of still said it.
Let's move on. It didn't happen. Nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
All right.
No.
Texas Tech on the road at Iowa State.
This should be interesting.
Something. 13.5 point spread. 12:30 kick on ESPN.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Red Raiders could do something here. All right.
Yeah.
Indiana on the road at your boy Milk the Nipples, Jonathan Smith, in East Lansing.
Something. I think there's a chance here.
That's a Peacock game.
Yeah.
Said that one fast and correct.
He's going to let his feathers fly.
He is. Yep. 8-point spread in that one.
I kind of like Michigan State with that number.
Ooh. We'll see if Signetti's got his boys focused. Do they have Ohio State next week?
They do not. Next week, they have Michigan at home.
That's still a big game for them.
Bye week, and then they get on the road at Ohio State.
Okay. I think
they don't play them until the 23rd.
They didn't play a great clean game against the Huskies last weekend.
No, they did not.
I would argue the Huskies actually helped Indiana cover the number.
They outgained them in that game. The story of Washington football this year.
You know, Michigan State came close against Michigan. They beat Iowa 2 weeks ago.
They did. 4-4.
It's not like this confident pick. I think there's a chance here. It's in East Lansing.
Should be a good environment.
Michigan next week is a massive game for a program like Indiana, and you've got the bye, and then Ohio State.
Okay. Texas A&M on the road at South Carolina.
There's potential here, because if they go with the Reed kid, Texas A&M is telling you we're not passing the football.
That kid cannot throw the football.
South Carolina has maybe not one of the best teams in college football. They've got one of the best defensive fronts in college football.
They do.
I believe they lead the SEC in sacks. So they got some dudes on the front. I think that can make life interesting for Texas A&M.
Line's only 3 in this game. Yeah, only 3 on the road. South Carolina, be careful. Louisville at Clemson.
It's kind of Clemson's first probably real test since Georgia.
I mean, yeah, they played nobody.
Clemson has played,
they played nobody. Their wins in order, App State, NC State, Stanford, Florida State, Wake Forest, Virginia. That's who they have beaten.
Yeah, I'm going to say nothing burger here largely because Louisville, even though that score indicates that they only lost by 7 to Miami, it didn't feel that way when you watched it. So I think Clemson ends up pulling away from Louisville.
Fair. Louisville's 0-2 against ranked teams so far this season.
They are 5-3. Yeah, okay, that's fair. Kentucky, we have seen pull off an upset against Ole Miss on the road. They are at Tennessee this weekend.
I've circled this one.
Oh, yeah, Stoops going in there at Ole Knoxville and pulling off an upset.
It's more about Tennessee. Like I liked Nico at the start of the year, but the passing game has significantly gone down.
Yeah.
He throws boneheaded throws a couple times a game. I give Kentucky a shot to go into that game.
Go pull that one off. Okay.
Tennessee's coming off of the bye.
They are.
They beat Alabama.
They should be shoring up the offense. It needs to be more efficient. They've only scored.
Yeah. They have not scored a first half point in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their problem, which is weird for their coach.
Yes.
Is an offensive guy.
I mean, they got a young quarterback, so I think there's a little bit of grace there. But to your point, Kentucky's strength is their defense. Their offense is horrendous. Kentucky's got a decent defense. So you tell me this ends up being a dogfight. 17.5 in my mind is too much.
Well, this goes back to something that he had said on Monday's show, I think, of like, what was Rayola seeing? And I was thinking the same thing. But we got to remind ourselves, true freshmen just don't largely dominate that sport.
Yep.
Winston's an exception to this rule. So even if Tennessee is to win this game, let's say they go to a playoff, I'm probably going to fade Tennessee. I just don't trust a true freshman quarterback.
Yeah, but he's technically a redshirt freshman.
He's a redshirt
first year starter.
First year starter. To see them be much more efficient.
Yeah. They got weapons, man. Their wide receiver room's pretty solid. They could run the football a ton. If he could just get out of the way and stop making some of those brain-dead interceptions and bad plays.
Quit trying, it's easier said than done. Yeah, quit trying to make the home run play.
But I think that's the big part.
Take a field goal. Yeah. Move the chains.
Take 6 yards.
Do a check down. Yeah. Like, it's okay to just kind of matriculate the ball down the field.
Second and 5
say.
Is not a bad thing.
Exactly. And then last but not least, Pitt on the road at SMU. This is a big ACC implication game. As dumb as and funny as that is, this game's on the ACC network.
Yeah, I know.
It's 2 ranked teams, both undefeated in conference, a combined 14-1, and it's an ACC network game at 5
o'clock. Can we say what everybody's thinking? Can I say it?
Nobody cares. Is that what you want to do?
Go away, Pitt.
Go away.
Go away.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in Pittsburgh football. The Steelers are the only version of Pittsburgh football I care about at all. Go away. SMU. Go SMU.
I think this one I want to see if either team looks like
what, Swag?
I don't know.
What?
Looks like somebody that you have to be worried about if they get into the playoffs.
So here's the thing.
Are you still going to be worried about one or the other?
I don't know. I mean, I really haven't seen either of them play
much. I think the
much.
Worry here is very similar to the worry in the Big Ten right now, and that is the winner of this game. Like, I don't give Pitt much of a chance here on the road at SMU. I think SMU's going to win this game. They're favored by more than a touchdown. But SMU did almost lose to Duke last weekend, so, you know, that happened.
Right.
They have the looming tiebreaker scenario as well. If SMU wins this game, Clemson, Miami, SMU do not play each other. Miami's schedule is cake. If Clemson wins this weekend, they don't really play anybody challenging the rest of the year. You know who SMU has after this if they win? Boston College, Virginia, and Cal.
Mm.
2 of those 3 games at home.
Yeah.
They're undefeated in conference play. Their only loss on the year is all the way back to BYU in whatever it was, the second or third week of the season, like 18-15. They've been rolling ever since then. You have the tiebreaker scenario where I don't know what theirs would break down. There's a chance that Clemson or Miami gets left out of the ACC title game for SMU in year one, who's taken a penny of a share, which would be hilarious and ironic at the same time.
It would be.
So that's the only reason why I'm keeping an eye on this game. Like, if Pitt wins this, which maybe they do. Maybe they go into Dallas and win. They play Clemson in a couple of weeks, so Clemson can win that game, and then all of a sudden they're eliminated, and the Clemson-Miami showdown happens.
Away, Pittsburgh.
It's just hilarious that we might have scenarios where Oregon could be the number one team in the country and potentially get left out of the Big Ten title game, and you could have a Clemson or Miami, clearly the two faces of that conference right now, potentially get left out of the ACC title game.
Yeah, well, that's
big conferences and no
divisions. I was going to say that's the dangers of expanding conferences and realignment is you get stuck in these situations. I don't know what conference it will happen to first. This is eventually going to happen.
It's going to bite somebody, and then you're going to change the rules to college football playoff ranking will be the number one outside like of head-to-head, whoever is ranked the highest will be the determining
Tell
factor.
Me, Dirt, between Pittsburgh, Miami, and Clemson, which team would be the third-ranked highest team to the committee?
I don't know. Could be anybody.
But they're not biased at all, buddy.
No chance. Last but not least, I'll throw at you, then we'll get to the NFL pressure cooker here in a moment. Does USC Washington do anything for you guys? Nothing.
Not this weekend.
Interest, it does.
Yeah.
Because what's the narrative Monday if Lincoln loses another road game?
Yeah.
Washington's not
it's
a strong
team. It's only interesting if one team houses the other.
There is a chance the loser of this game does not go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
Very good chance.
So if Washington loses their 4-5, they got a road trip to Penn State looming.
No.
And then Oregon at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But so if this is like a 27-24 game and both teams are kind of sloppy and
I just think the noise on Lincoln's going to just continue.
Yeah.
To
but if one team houses the other, like embarrasses the other, then somebody.
I just don't see that happening because I don't know if I could trust either of them.
Exactly.
But
that's
maybe
what I'm saying.
Why
but USC strikes quick or maybe UW has a turnover.
But who knows? I mean, if you get, you know, you get a team making a bunch of turnovers, maybe UW gets after Miller Moss, forces some interceptions or something. And
I mean, on that front, if they lose, if USC loses, they're 4-5 on the year. Their remaining schedule in Nebraska, UCLA and Notre Dame, and they would have to win two of the three. UCLA will be a win, likely. Nebraska,
We've had years where we've said beating UCLA was likely, and they've lost.
That's true. They damn near lost to him last year with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think that.
Imagine in year three, Lincoln Riley doesn't get to a bowl game.
Be pretty wild. That's pretty wild.
Guy's going to dominate the
sport.
That's
only interesting if somebody gets embarrassed.
You are so petty.
That's a 4:30
game. You're clearly winning the battle.
It's a 4:30 game.
They're not even on your radar.
Even further and punching and punching and punching.
Down.
Punching.
And you know what? Keep doing it.
You're damn right.
Because they screwed my team.
Thank you.
Royally.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I hope they lose. I hope the Huskies.
Fuck. Spit on that thing.
There you go, a little weekend slate. Look, not a lot of marquee matchups. Ohio State, Penn State's definitely the one.
Yeah,
there's a chance here. There's a what's the old train to Christmas Town song? There's a tremble in the air, a whistle in the air.
What do they say?
There's a whistle in the air for upsets this weekend. That's all I'm saying, and we'll keep an eye and see if it happens. We will spring line coming up at 8:30. Let's get to the NFL pressure cooker. That is next on 1080 The Fan.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, frantically trying to find my losers for spraying the line. So, you know, things are going
great.
We have
great all
week here
to prepare for Friday's
all
show.
All week, I know.
And Dirt almost every time at like 8:12. Should probably have my picks ready.
Should probably get this going here.
And then he just starts talking to himself. Is this guy really going to do this? Are they really going to lose this game? Is that team really not going to cover that number?
Not today.
No, if I pick them, they won't. So we'll spring the line coming up in 14 minutes. Fake sponsors are welcome. 503-864-6326.
Hee-hee. Magic Johnson.
Let's get to our NFL pressure cooker. A little bit later than normal today, but college football dominated the attention a bit. We talked about the slate earlier today. There's not a lot of great games that you would look at right now and say, ooh, I'm excited to watch that game. Sign me up for Raiders and Bengals. Yeah, baby.
And Crosby comes around the corner and sacks Burrow.
Number one candidate for pressure cooker this week. Who do we go with? Who's the biggest ingredient in your cooker?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to separate them in that way. I'll start with the game I kind of pinpointed. It might be the second best game of the weekend. I'm looking at Arizona-Chicago here. I think there's pressure on both sides. Is Arizona legitimate? They're 4-4.
They are. Went on the road, got a win against the Hawktua Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. Should have lost that game.
Should have lost that game.
I thought that was more of an indictment on Miami.
You see Tua after the game like, hey, why don't you try and catch a snap?
Yeah.
While you're sitting on your couch.
Miami's defense was really bad in that game.
They were.
Arizona's in first place, and there's an NFC West tilt happening this weekend in Seattle. They've got to keep ground to keep that lead. And then on the other side of this Eberflus Waldron. Waldron defended the play call, handing off to the offensive lineman. I was confident in that play call. It just didn't go well. How dare you? How dare you do that to your team?
I think the conversations that's come out of Chicago, he's almost my number one pressure cooker this week. And just Eberflus in his own right.
He should be.
Like, all of his players are criticizing him to the media, questioning decisions.
Jalen Johnson
do this?
Is a defensive stud for them. He went on 670 The Score this week on Monday and said on the radio, I don't know why we didn't take a timeout to regroup and get everybody collectively together on the same page.
When you're publicly questioning your head coach to the media in your press conferences,
not good.
That's a horrendous sign. You had it on the other side, too, with Moore did it as well, where he was like, I got to keep this stuff in-house. We got to be a little more careful with that. I've had talks with Eberflus. You lose this game to Arizona. What are they, 4-3 on the year?
4-4,
so you fall to 4-4?
Yeah.
Hey, go back to a conversation we had in the summer of like, why'd you bring him back anyways? Go get an offensive coach to bring in with Caleb. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But Zaddy Eberflus, I'm with you. That's a big one in terms of pressure cooker this weekend. I'm going to give you another one of a team that we were just talking about in the break. Look, I'm still a believer. I'm not all the way out yet, but I want to see them have a nice redemption weekend. Minnesota was 5-0. Dropped back-to-back games. Look, it's going to happen. You're 5-2. You're still in the mix in that division. But you got an NFC North tilt going down where if Detroit wins, they go to 7-1. You lose, you go to 5-3.
And you've already lost.
Already a head-to-head loss. By the way, at home, a head-to-head loss to Detroit earlier this year, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Minnesota of like, all right, you had your break. You're playing Joe Flacco. He's 74 years old. Colts aren't that good. I get that the Flacco thing is kind of funny. Is he elite? That's a game, if you're a playoff team and you're Minnesota, with the days off that you had after a Thursday night game, you find a way to win that game at home on Sunday night.
I'll give you a quick one. I don't think they're a good team. You can certainly argue they're done now. Miami at Buffalo. I think Buffalo's won the division. Miami is officially done, and we've got a lot of questions about Miami. We went in. I like Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
He has not shown an ounce of ability to do anything with anyone not named Tua.
No.
And that defense sucks.
Yep.
So I got real questions about Miami, and I'll go to one more in the NFC. They're currently in first place. They won a pivotal game last weekend, and now they're getting a team who's kind of limping in, and we know they're not good, but they're only 3-point home favorites. I just don't know how much I trust Atlanta.
Yeah.
Everything about Dallas says Atlanta should win this game fairly easy. The Cowboys' rush defense is trash. The Cowboys don't have a rushing attack. They're coming off of a bye and then getting blown out for a decent portion of that Niner game. You're at home. You beat Tampa last week and you swept that season series. The Saints suck and the Panthers are a joke. But how much do you trust Atlanta come playoff time? I don't know if you're going to pick them to win a game.
Not a lot right now, no.
So, Atlanta, what are you? Why don't you be dominant against a not-so-good Dallas team this weekend? Your last home game, you were embarrassing against Seattle.
Yes, you were 2 weeks ago. Speaking of which, Seattle has to be in the pressure cooker, right?
They're definitely.
I mean, Seattle's got to be a key ingredient here.
It's a big game for Mike McDonald. Not in the it's going to define his coaching career, but the Rams, albeit got Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua back. Nacua's dealing with knee injury stuff this week. Show your prowess a little bit, dude. Like, this is why he was legitimately hired because of what he did against Kyle Shanahan on that Christmas Day game against the Niners.
And they gave up 36 points to the 49ers at home.
So, this is another Shanahan. McVay is in your way. This is not a great Ram team, though that Ram defense played really well against Minnesota. You're a one-point dog. Show me something this
at home,
week. Yeah,
to a team that's below 500 coming into your building. And oh, by the way, after a bye week, you have to go on the road to San Francisco, who's likely going to have Christian McCaffrey back, and you can't beat the 49ers, no matter who your head coach is right now.
Yeah.
So it's just a weird situation for them, where I almost feel like we've had seven different storylines about the Seahawks like 8 weeks into the season, where early in the year it's 3-0. Look how great Geno's playing. Oh my God, how do we calculate this? Like, his numbers are really good. They look sound, but they were beating not great teams. So let's see how it looks when they start playing better opponents. And then the Lions hang 42 on you. You have an embarrassing home loss to the Giants, who are one of the worst teams in the NFL. The Niners ran up and down the field on you. And if you don't have a kickoff return for a touchdown in that game, I think you lose that game by 20+. You somehow blow out Atlanta in Atlanta at a complete left field, And then you're embarrassed in your own stadium by Buffalo. They've lost 4 out of 5 games. You lose this weekend, that's 5 out of 6. I think you're going to lose to San Francisco. That'd be 6 out of 7, potentially. A 1-6 stretch in the middle of the season. I think all of a sudden you're asking hard questions of where do we, like, John Schneider, quarterback position. Like, you're not going to fire a one-year head coach. I'm not arguing that. But just some of these real hard questions at Seattle. Should have maybe started asking themselves internally over the last, I don't know, 16 to 18 months. They keep kind of punting and kicking the can down the road. You're going to have to decide at some point.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that loom, and they're definitely not stacked with depth. I guess what I would just ask you is this, and again, McDonald is young. He's not going anywhere. That's not how they operate. Is this any different than what Pete Carroll would have been with the Seahawks? Because I would have said this is Pete Carroll.
Yeah, it looks like a very similar team.
Hasn't this what Seattle's been
the
last
2 years?
They've
been the last 2 years, exactly it.
Is this, it's like, oh, wait, how did they win that game? And then like, oh, how did you lose at home to that team?
At home, what? Yeah.
I just, this
find your way to a game or two within 500, you're a 7-win team.
It just doesn't look different. Yeah. It looks exactly like a Pete Carroll team. And you know, I think you push Pete Carroll out and hire this guy to not look like that.
Right.
And they look like that.
Cincinnati should be in this as well, I would argue. They're hosting the Raiders this weekend. I gave you the stat earlier. They have not won a home game. They're 0-4 at home this year. That's embarrassing. Last week, they were beat by multiple scores. You're playing the Raiders this weekend at home. I know a lot of people are done with Cincinnati.
And what's Crosby
going
to do to that offensive line?
I mean, he's going to eat them alive. Yeah. He's going to absolutely eat them alive. But the Raiders don't have a great offense. Gardner Minshew's already been benched multiple times this year. Like, you can't lose that game at home.
Cincinnati has some stupid games on that schedule.
Incredibly stupid games on their schedule. But some of their losses are to better teams on the year, like Baltimore got them a couple weeks ago. Philly's now kind of found their groove a little bit. They got to go to Baltimore next week, to the Chargers, home against the Steelers. Like, it's not going to get any easier for Cincinnati. You can't lose that game. A lot of people have probably given up on them, and I don't blame them. But this is one, if you want to have any semblance of hope to make the postseason, you got to win this week.
Part of why we say Philadelphia has found their groove now is because of what they just did to the Bengals.
Yeah.
They went into Cincinnati, and
it's back-to-back weeks for them of people saying, hey, could the Giants be an upset spot for them? And then they killed them, and then they did it to Cincinnati last weekend.
Chargers at the Browns is a weird game.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's pressure anywhere because the Browns...
I would say there should be for the Chargers. You want to be a playoff team?
That kind of, yeah, okay, that's a good point.
They have been the story of every time you feel like they got it, all right, going in the right direction, what happens?
They lose to the Cardinals.
You're 2-0 to start the year. Look at that. They're playing great. Then you lose to the Steelers and Chiefs. Okay, you're back to 500. And then you beat the Broncos. Great. Then you lose to the Cardinals. Okay, back to 500. Well, now you dominated the Saints, as you should. The Saints are horrendous this year. Go follow it up. I remember giving you the stat a while ago, not stat, the schedule. Their next three games are Browns, Titans, and Bengals. You got a chance here. You want to be a playoff team? You got a chance. You know who's been one of the highest graded players in the last 3 weeks in the NFL? Justin Herbert. So go get this win on the road at Cleveland. Don't let Jameis Winston do it again.
Herbie's got 8 touchdowns, 1 pick with 1,400 yards.
Dude, he's having a really good year this year, considering the weapons that they have and at times they
don't have
or don't have and their inability at times to run the football. He is playing at an elite level this year.
Harbaugh called Ladd McConkey Steve Smith.
I didn't see that. I did see that.
Like Ladd McConkey. Yeah, he's good. Steve Smith was a Hall of Famer.
Calm it down a little bit, Jim. Little bit. Anybody we miss, Swag? Anybody other ingredients this weekend?
I think there's some pressure on Sirianni with the Eagles now not to take their foot off the gas.
Yeah, people are starting to buy him again.
Doug Peterson's back in town this weekend.
Exactly.
He's got a statue out front of the stadium.
You know who won a Super Bowl?
Doug Peterson.
Guy. Yeah.
So, yeah, the Jags are just weird.
Did the Commies have a letdown game at New York?
I wouldn't be surprised at all by that.
They were in a dogfight against the Giants.
I'll tell you about that in Sprague in the Line.
Ooh.
Oh.
Dirty tea.
You're going to hammer the Commies. Yeah, look at you. You're going to hammer right the Commies. You're going to say, Daniel Jones, yes, please.
Yeah, I like the Eagle one. That's good. Like, don't lose at home to the Jags. Right when you figured it out. Like, don't
right now,
pull the rug out from underneath us.
Yeah, we found the balance between Saquon and Hurts and throwing it, and we seem to have a formula now with this particular group. So... and Washington, Jalen Daniels isn't apparently going to miss any significant time. And the miracle that they had, you've got to keep your foot on the gas if you want to try to win that division.
I have a message to Scott Hansen, one-time friend of the show. I don't care if they get there the most of all the teams. You show more than 2 minutes of Patriots-Titans.
Yeah, I'm out.
I will write a strongly worded letter to you.
We need to.
That game should not be seen by any human being that likes or loves football.
Nobody cares. Literally nobody.
Not even the fans.
No, not even not Patriots even fans and Titans fans don't. Is Drake May going to play? Because he had a concussion
last
week.
Yet.
So we don't. Especially if he doesn't play, that's the only selling point of Drake May if you're a Pats fan. Outside of that, you don't want anything. I don't want nothing to do with that game. Don't put it on my TV.
I can't believe that's really going to happen.
It's actually a game.
What would you be saying if we were doing a show in Tennessee today?
You're tanking for Shador Sanders? You got no hope, man.
I
remember when they fired a proven head coach, Mike Vrabel, one of the most respected guys in the league.
Speaking of pressure cooker, which team is going to fire their coach and pick him up? He's got to be at the top of the list. Is it the Jets?
Miami's a decent candidate right now.
They just extended McDaniel.
I know.
They just
extended. If they lose this weekend, you're 2-6.
They're not beating Buffalo in Buffalo.
They're not beating. I don't think so.
Does Stefanski want to get out of Cleveland?
I don't know if there's any indications. I'll throw one at you. If they don't make the playoffs, is Vrabel circle Cincinnati? And say, give me Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, and let me handle the defense.
Yeah, they got to get their deal done with Burrow. They still have, or not Burrow, Chase. They still have to pay Chase.
I know, and
right?
They'll probably lose T. Higgins to the to free agency. But like Cincinnati is interesting because there's not a lot of, there's a little unrest happening here with Zach Taylor.
There definitely is. That's been a disappointing year for Cincinnati.
I just wonder if Stefanski, if the owners are intent, they can't move Watson whatsoever. And so, no, you're playing.
He's like, I'm done. I don't want to coach this guy anymore.
No, I'm tired of
it. Would you rather have Vrabel or Belichick?
Probably Vrabel at this point.
Really?
Just for an age thing? I mean, how long is Belichick really going to go?
Ask the 20-year-old.
Exactly. Not long, I would guess. 30 seconds, maybe. That's all you get.
I think he's got that old guy's strength.
I think he does.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got much stamina.
I don't think she lays
on
a
beach.
He's
fat. He wears sweatshirts for a reason. That guy's out of breath within 2 minutes.
I don't think she's laying on a beach
without a doubt
in a mermaid costume unless Belichick's, you know, playing D coordinator.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think that has literally nothing to do. For him, yes. For her, nothing to do with it.
Swag, you guys are the same age. What would you say here?
What are you talking about? 20 years younger than Belichick.
And you could be her dad.
All right, let's break the line. Get your fake sponsors in to the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. We will do some gambling. We'll do it next.
Spring in the line.
See what we got here today, boys. Spring in the line brought to you by Garrett Cole and Anthony Rizzo. Even Sprague puts more effort into making a bad pick than they did trying to cover the bag to save their season.
Oh, but Rizzo is such a leader. He talks to the team. He stands naked in front of everybody to motivate him.
Spring in the line brought to you by the Travel Golf Bag Thief. If you follow these picks like Sprague, you'll be able to get sticky fingers around the office. I don't know if that's been talked about.
I'm addressed.
I don't know. I do not know. I just know there was an email. That's all I know. Spring and Lime brought to you by OSU's odds of beating the bye this weekend being just as bad as the odds of Sprague hitting a parlay.
Yeah, go,
you wait till next week. Bray's going to get us right.
What you guys got next week?
Exactly. San Jose State.
San Jose State. That's right. Spring and Lime brought to you by the Trailblazers. We're so bad, we suck at losing. Very true. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Porta Potties. There are only a few things where you have less chance of hitting your target than a Sprague pick. I think that one got cut off. There might have been more there.
Yeah.
Sprague and Lime brought to you by Sprague's cosplay fetish, gracing us this week with all the outfits his wife won't let him wear in the bedroom.
She did enjoy the Pop-Tart.
She liked the Pop-Tart last night?
Oh, yeah, man.
Did you pop it in the toaster? Did you pop it in the toaster?
Oh, we popped it in the toaster. We got baked. We got
right
crispy.
Spring Line brought to you by I would trust trick or treat candy from Bill Cosby's house more than I would trust a Sprague pick. That's
a little extreme.
It's the butt. Spring Line brought to you by Jameis Winston as a man of. That one got cut off. Spring Line brought to you by the Moose Knuckle lineup. Sprague may be able to pick out Swag's junk, but he still can't pick a winner. Well done.
I had multiple people
Canada loves
cite that they heard me say that. And I had one guy admittedly tell me, I wish I could have a moose knuckle.
They want a little moose knuckle coming out of the sweatpants?
Yeah, it's not even possible with me. I was like, well, if you wore the pants that Swag wears, I think
anything's
possible.
He's got those tight sweatpants
those
on.
Those are tight.
It's bulging. All right, here's how we did last week, folks. 2-1 weekend for me, 2-1 weekend for Swag, 1-2 weekend for Sprague. We all three hit on the Broncos minus 10.5 against the Panthers. They did not let us down.
Z money.
The other game I hit on was the Niners minus 4 against the Cowboys, although they made me sweat it out at the end. I lost the Chiefs Raiders under of 41.5 because Gardner Minshew threw a meaningless touchdown with 2 minutes to go.
Thank you. That's hilarious.
Take your stupid jorts off. Sprague, you whiffed on the Vikings against the Rams on Thursday night, and then the Texans minus 5 against the Colts.
Shout out the Texans at 1st and 10 at the 15. Let's do a pitch play. Fumble it and watch the Colts take it all the way down.
That was one of the weirder moments because I was in and out of my living room watching football at that time, and I saw the score. I saw they were on the 15-yard line, and I'm like, oh, Sprague's going to win that bet. And then I came back in, and the Colts had the ball in there. I was like, wait, what? What happened here?
I guess they don't just believe in handing the ball off. Let's do a pitch play.
Got to toss it.
Put the ball in the air.
Got to toss it. And then Swag went with the Big Wood parlay. He tried to go.
The Big Wood's still in here?
Yeah. It was for the Broncos. Was for the Lions.
Was for the Lions.
Yeah. Was not for the Ravens. So a 2-1 weekend.
What the hell was that?
Straight up loss.
So season standing. Swag after his 2-1 weekend remains in first place 14-13. Hey. One game above 500.
Money. Good job. We're making money.
Sprague, you were in second place at 12-15.
Hell yeah, brother. You better watch out, Swag.
And I am bringing up the rear at 11-16. So that's where we're at. Swag, the floor is yours. T-box is yours.
We will start
11-16.
11-16. Thank you.
With some college football.
Oh. What's BetQL telling you to take with
their model? No. This is all, I mean, if Kirk Ferentz is dreaming about punters in the shower. Why in the hell, when they take on Wisconsin, would I believe they can score 40 points between the two of them? I will go under 41, the posted total.
Under 41. Okay.
Where's that game at?
In Iowa.
Iowa?
I think it's in Iowa, I think.
Wisconsin's
take my word for it.
Gotten a little better.
Hang on.
Has it?
Iowa's not very good.
No, they're not.
Just
it is in Iowa.
In Iowa.
Seeds of doubt here.
In Iowa. 41.
In Iowa.
Okay. Sprague, first pick.
I'm gonna take a layup. When I see a layup, everything's easy. 5-star best bet. Beat the books. Thunder minus 11 tonight against our Blazers. This is the most let down 120-97.
How is this line only 11?
Exactly.
How is it only 11?
The Thunder
11?
Are legitimate. I watched the Chet Wimby game.
Yeah.
They are really effing good. Shout out our buddy Ken Barkley. The Blazers should beat the Clippers. Like they're happy. They won a game. They did it. I hope Scoot has a good game. I don't know if this is the game for them. I will take the Thunder minus 11.
All right, my first pick, I'm going to go to Seattle on Sunday. I feel a certain way about the Seahawks, and that way is they're not a good football team. I think the Rams have found their mojo. I know Puka Nacua got hurt in practice yesterday, but Cooper Kupp being back opened up a ton of things for them. They got a nice win on Thursday night against Minnesota. Mm. Now you give me an extended break. The Seahawks are leaking oil. DK Metcalf is down. I love the Rams. It's basically a pick on the lines right now, minus 1 on the road. I am all over the Rams this weekend in Seattle.
I'm all over the Rams, too. It looks like Puka's injury it's not serious. The only way the Seahawks seemingly can get a pass rush is if they blitz. There's nobody I love more against the blitz than Matthew Stafford.
Get me off the ride. Although he does have a better record than me, so that can't be a bad curse. If anything, he should be worried about me liking the Rams this weekend.
I love it, guys. Seahawks plus the 1.
Are you
Let's
doing
go!
It?
Oh,
head
there
to
you
head
go.
Bet this week. Okay.
1-on-2. Bring it.
Okay. All right.
I face worst double teams in my life.
We'll double team you this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. Next pick for me. I am going to go to an AFC East showdown. And that is, well, showdown is a pretty strong word there. Strong word. I'm going to Buffalo this weekend.
Showdown.
I'm going to Buffalo this weekend.
Got a 4-game lead in their division.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Miami sucks.
Ah, there it is.
Two is weird.
I don't get it.
He can't catch snaps. Now he's yelling at people sitting on their couch. The Bills are a wagon right now. They're undefeated at home. They're better at home than they are on the road. They're a great team in Buffalo. I love it. They're going to win this game by 30 points. Give me Buffalo minus 6 at home against Miami.
How many? This is a fun thing.
Yeah, what do you got?
We should track starting now how many times we say, I don't get it.
And we end up being wrong.
And we end up being wrong
97% of the time.
I think I got 3 large ones.
I mean,
I literally
did it yesterday. Why are the Texans? Or no, were the Jets favorite in that game?
Yeah, the Jets were like 2.5
point
favorites.
Why is this? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So give me the Bills. Bills minus 6 in my second pick.
Swag's turn.
Swag, last pick.
Yes, the Commies only laying 4. The Giants are awful. They're about ready to break. There's about ready to be mass chaos. And the Commies are just living right. Looks like Jaden Daniels survived whatever his rib injury is for worse for wear.
Yep.
The Giants can't play offense. They just flat out can't play offense. Mm. So I will lay the four very easily.
I like that. We'll see what happens there. And you get to bet against Daniel Jones. Like, good for you. Yeah. I'm incredibly jealous of this. I'm probably going to hammer the Commanders.
It's a good feeling.
I'm not going to jump on. I like that bet. I'm going to bet that bet. I don't want the same bet. I want us to have different bets. So not you guys sure. Double ramming is a little discouraging here. Look, my stomach is grumbling. It's been grumbling the whole show. I'm starving. And you know what I'll be starving for on Sunday? No points. No touchdowns. Two awful teams. Give me the under 38 in New England, Tennessee. Ugly football. I think these are two defenses that can limit those offenses. You would have thought the Titans were going
to
score 30 points last
week. You have a better chance
to
hook a mermaid than somebody has to score a touchdown in that game.
There's the kiss of death. Thank you for that. Give me the under of 38 in England, Tennessee.
Hold on. We need to address something here quickly. What? What the hell happened? I thought we were Dog Sprague today. I get an 11-point favorite in the NBA and an under. What happened to Dog Sprague?
I'm barking.
I got one bark. That's a.
What do you mean? There's two barks in there.
What's your other bark?
No points.
That's not a bark. That's not a dog.
No points.
You don't bark for no points.
The dog is.
Ew, no. Dog nickname's gone. Doggy's done. No longer doggy. You don't know.
Hey, look, we got some dogs. There's some dogs on the board.
I don't know about that. Last one for me. I'm going to go all favorites again. That's why I'm below 500 this year. I'm going to go to the NFC North.
Yes, do it.
And I'm doing it. They're the best team in the NFC.
They are.
Best team in the NFC. Jordan Love has been banged up this week. He's likely going to play. That doesn't really matter to me.
I love the Lions.
Unless it's a field goal. What are we doing? I don't get it. Give me the Lions to win the game.
Jared Goff's record outdoors.
Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me, Swag. Doesn't matter. I'm not scared of the outdoors. I'm not scared of that. It's going to be 50-something degrees this weekend. They can run the football. He didn't even do anything indoors last weekend. They won by 50 points at home against Tennessee. They're the best team in the NFC.
Brett Favre was back in Green Bay this week. I don't know if you saw.
Give me the Lions.
Mojo. They might be stealing a victory from Detroit.
Give me the Lions.
Better keep right away.
Here we go. Swag is on the under of Iowa, Wisconsin, a 41.
If the Packers win, Brett Favre will have stolen more money from poor people. Dirt will lose.
Yes, he will. And I need that money. Rams -1 in Seattle. Commies -4 against the Giants. Sprague is on the Thunder -11, which is going to be the funniest loss of the season if it happens against the Blazers. That game's tonight, right? Thunder Blazers tonight. Seahawks +1 against the Rams. Titans and Patriots under of 38. I am on the Rams -1, the Bills -6, and the Lions -2.5.
My picks look so ugly just looking at Thunder -11.
Who's Chet going to posterize tonight?
Anybody.
Everyone.
All of them.
Who's guarding SGA?
All of the above.
Are we putting Tumani on SGA? Is that the thinking there?
Avdija. Can Avdija guard him?
I don't think anybody can really guard him. But
I don't think Ant can.
The tank is back tonight, baby. You're going to get pissed off at me tonight when the Thunder win by 30.
This is dumb. We should be able to gamble basketball.
No, I'm not. No, anything that you can actually gamble on is fair game in my mind in spreading the line.
What about that Iowa Wisconsin number?
I mean, you know how I feel about that. You know how I feel? But hey, that's me. We all do it differently.
You guys double ram. I'm going to ram
you. We'll ram it up.
Seahawk.
We're going to ram it up. A lot of interest all of a sudden in LA, Seattle this weekend. I didn't think there was much. Now there all of a sudden is. Let's wrap it up. Send you on your way on a Friday next on the fam. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday.
Yeah, my Seahawk pick is not a popular one.
I did not see that coming at all.
Me either.
That lot of left field. Completely.
You ever just wake up and go, I don't know what I'm doing?
Yeah, every day.
Look at my record. What at all about my record says that I'm a competent gambler?
You're a 3-0 weekend away from 500, buddy. Oh. You're a winning weekend away from 500.
Hopefully that starts tonight, because if the Thunder cover that number, I'm at a point now where I'm so bad at gambling. I mean, I am like comically bad.
Yeah, it's been a rough year.
That 1-2 is starting to feel like 2-1 for me.
Just getting a win.
That, like, not being 0-3 is like, you know, we're close.
We're one game away from 2-1, man.
Seahawks can't stop a nosebleed. No. Certainly a valid point.
Bold move, Cotton, but you know.
But also, I've seen the Rams be bad.
The Rams have had times where they've been really bad this year.
Desperate
really
spot in Seattle. I don't think the pass rush of the Rams is I don't know if the Rams are going to get and have what Buffalo did last weekend happen again for Seattle.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Oregon, Michigan tomorrow. Pregame will start at 8 o'clock in the morning. It'll be here bright and early. You're going to get your Ann Arbor weather updates all morning. We'll be here getting you set.
Can't wait for all the big stat nuggets that we didn't get all week that you save for Anthony Q. Newman.
I got no other stat nuggets. Really? To be honest with you, I'm having, like, the aesthetics of this game are really exciting.
That's kind of it.
That's kind of it. Michigan's not a good football. Look, maybe this age is terrible. We pull it on Monday. That's not a good. Their offense is horrible, man. Horrible.
There it is. Now you can pull it for Monday's show if Oregon loses this game.
Although, after what happened last weekend and your comment, what game did you have your comments on?
I don't think. What?
Remember we didn't play it in the open? Swag refused to do it.
That was the Blazers on opening night. That game was so
It was
so
opening night. That's right. Yeah.
That I couldn't
dropped
even,
ball.
That's on him.
That's a drop
that's
ball
on
moment.
Him. I gave it to him to do.
We have
he
opportunities
didn't use it.
For opens, and we just don't do it. So we'll be here tomorrow morning. Monday headline. What's the Monday headline on the show?
You've been pretty good at this. I've been awful because I don't write a Monday headline. I've been terrible at this.
Big Ten feels the roar.
Penn State?
Oh.
Rawr.
Okay.
Rawr.
Or here's the roar.
Here's the roar, feels the roar.
I don't know.
I think you could feel a roar.
Can you?
I think it's a big enough roar. You could kind of feel it shake a little bit.
Monday headline. Yeah, I've been terrible at this.
I'm going to go chaos part deux.
You think we're going to have a chaos?
I think we're going to have
really
a chaos. I just hope my team's not included in it. I think there's a great chance Iowa State loses at home this weekend. I think there's a chance Ole Miss could lose. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami's in a dogfight with Duke. You got Michigan State with an opportunity to upset Indiana. I think Texas A&M's going to lose in South Carolina this weekend.
I love that upset.
I think we got chaos. Bart, dude, we had that week. What was that, about a month ago when our buddy Pate predicted it, and it all hit for him? I don't know if it's quite to that level, but I think we get some top-tier teams that are going down this weekend.
The dream was nice. Indiana loses in East Lansing.
The dream was nice.
Yeah.
All right. That would help clarify the Big Ten title game picture a little bit.
Well, it also make you go, I was right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then they're going to lose by 60 to Ohio State. So, Blazers tonight in Oklahoma City. I'm not springing the line on it, but you bet your ass I will be gambling on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight.
Thunder minus 11, baby. Let's roll.
How do we lose that bet?
Well,
it just depends if OKC is interested or not.
Have you seen Ryan Rupaire in Garbage Time? The guy literally wants to see his name on the box score with something next to it.
Good for him, dude. I don't blame him at all. Let me get a couple of buckets. Get your shots up. You got 5 minutes to go.
23 with 2 minutes. They pull the Thunder starters. Ryan Rupaire goes in there and single-handedly demolishes them. Goes on a 10-0 run, and the Blazers lose by 10.
This is the biggest spread of the night in the NBA.
Yeah.
Celtics and Hornets is the only one that even comes close. But that game's in Charlotte.
Yeah, final night of the high school football regular season.
What?
Yeah.
That is wild.
We can't believe it's almost over. State right now. Central or Lake
Oswego?
Lake Oswego after they beat Westland a couple weeks ago.
Lake Oswego is 1, Westland is 2, Lakeridge is 3, according to the state rankings.
How about your Lakeridge Pacers?
LO and Lakeridge Battle of the Lake tonight.
Tonight? Are you going to be there? Swag going to be there
on
the lake?
I might go.
Pop on over.
Who's going to win?
Give me a pick. Take your school. Come on, take your school.
Rainy or upper middle class?
Who's running the football? Who's the better rushing offense?
The better rushing offense is the Pacers. They got a kid that's going to play in the Pac-12 or the Big 12, I think it is now.
Okay. All right. Go Lakeridge. There you go. Good little show. If you missed it, go check it, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all the football. Pregame starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Duck game at 12:30. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.